High Vibe Mama is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communication experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Hello, rock stars. I'm your host, Carrie Price. Welcome to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I am so thrilled to be discussing all things health, wellness, lifestyle, motherhood, and more. Ready to get vibed? All right, you guys, welcome back to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I'm so excited because I have another special guest. You know, this whole month that I've been interviewing really high vibe mamas that live a natural high vibe life in the natural living space or holistic space, just so you guys don't have to just hear my voice, right? Yeah, that you get to hear from other moms and we get to connect with them and we get to see the value that they bring into the world as well. So anyway, I have Alana Lynch here with me and I'm so, so excited. Thank you so much for being on my podcast. Like, yeah. I know it was like kind of random. I'm like, hey, do you want to be on my podcast? You're like, yeah, sure. So I really, 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 really appreciate you being on my podcast. And I've watched some of your stories and just or your lives kind of that you do on Instagram, I guess. And so I'm really excited to bring that here on my podcast as well.
Well, thanks. I'm excited to be here.
All right. So you guys know how it works, right? How is the Carrie-ism happening in this podcast is we play music. And the reason why is because I just kind of hate it when it's like the intro and then all of a sudden you just start talking again. It's like, no, we need music. We need like, music to happen in our podcast. So, you know, I always ask, guests like, what's your favorite song? And, she told me, so it was Holy Water, right? By, The Kingdom. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So, we're just going to play a little bit of it. Honestly, it's not very long, but just listen to the words. I listened to this song when Alana sent it to me and I really felt something super special and powerful with it. So we're just going to listen to a little bit of it to set the vibe and you guys know how this works. And so let's just listen to it for a little bit. And just really feel it. Like I was feeling lots of feels when I was listening to this song for a little bit.
God, I'm begging, please, again, I need you. Lord, I need you.
Oh, so good.
It's hard to not dance.
I know, right? You're just like, let's sway. And we dance. We dance on my podcast. We like booty shake. Well, I guess this isn't really a booty shaking song, but it's definitely a vibing song.
Your forgiveness is like sweet.
I love it. You guys, listen to these lyrics.
Like holy water on my skin.
Yes. Yeah. All right. We're just going to get a little snippet of it and feeling it. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling all the good vibes. All right.
Yes.
So basically I'm open to where this conversation goes, but I just have some questions that I'm going to ask you. These are some questions that mamas have asked me on my platform to ask other moms, and also ones that I feel are relevant for our time right now in the current state of the world. So first of all, tell us about yourself.
I am Alana. I am 35 years old. I have three kids. I'm married to a chiropractor just like you.
Yes.
That's how we know each other, which is totally amazing. Best life ever. So, I do photography, all the emotive photography, everything that has all of the soul. I call them soul sessions.
I love that.
So I do. It's pretty awesome. So I just get to work with people and help them be able to really see who they are through a different lens, because there's so many times we sell ourselves short because we look in the mirror and we see all of the criticisms and we hear that negative self-talk in our head. So having somebody else come in and you being able to see you through the lens of someone else's perspective is usually like a really healing and an empowering thing.
I love that.
So I do a little bit of birth photography, a little bit of, you know, just anything that's going to carry that like spirit with it, as that's my jam.
Do you do boudoir or badoir? How do you say it? Do you do that kind of photography?
Boudoir?
Yeah.
I have done some. I have a 14-year-old son, so I've kind of only tried to steer away from it because obviously there's a little bit of like a reputation that you get with them, like, oh, your mom is the lingerie mom.
Yeah, I love that. That's cool.
But I freaking love it every time I get to do it. But yeah, that's the only reason why I've steered away from it. But those are the most powerful pictures that you can take, because not only do you have to get uncomfortable and bare your soul to someone, but you also get to see, like, especially with moms, you see the stretch marks and you see those like battle wounds that have made us into the badasses that we are. Right.
So yeah, totally.
They're pretty powerful.
Yeah. And side note, I know I've shared this on my Instagram before, but I just did a boudoir session in Mexico when I went in October, and it literally changed my life. Like, it was life changing. And I was like, felt like I was breaking free, and like I got able to work through some of my grief through a boudoir, and I never thought that I would be able to. And it was like so empowering. You know, I was literally like buck naked in the shower working through some of my grief, and she was taking these pictures, and the way that they turned out, I was like, wow, these are so empowering, and it helped me so much in my journey. So yes, awesome.
Yes.
Photography is amazing. So cool. And you live in Colorado, right? That's where you're located. Okay. So tell us about how you got started in your maybe natural living journey, or like, was it an event? Was it over time? Kind of take us on that journey a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got married when I was 19. I was divorced by the time I was 24. So I was a single mom to one super sweet little boy that was sick as all get out. I had just chalked it up to, he's the kid who has a really crappy immune system. Nothing is ever going to function the way that it's supposed to. By the time he was 2.5, he had been on like probably 12 rounds of antibiotics. And I was young. It was a week before I turned 21 that I had him. And so I trusted the system, and I just did everything that the medical doctors in New York told me to do. They were like, yeah, I mean, he's just one of those kids. He's going to projectile vomit and there's nothing we could do about it. And I'm like, it just doesn't make sense to me. And so he had the winter before he turned 3, he had had double ear infections twice. And he had, they said, who knows if it was actually true, swine flu and pneumonia at the same time. And they were like, if we don't figure out what the heck is wrong with your kid, we're going to have to hospitalize him to like run a bunch of tests, because he was clearly not thriving. He was super colicky. He did a lot of like head banging and a lot of like stemming, and like, just, you could tell he was in like a ton of pain, but he's also really brilliant. So it wasn't that it was because my husband's a chiropractor, we see kids that are on the spectrum on a super regular basis. And you could just tell that Cohen was in pain. Like, he could articulate everything. He could communicate with us perfectly, but something was off. He had like major emotional reactions when he would have anything with food dye in it. And so we just started putting all of these pieces together. Well, so I was at this breaking point of like really struggling as a mom with Cohen. And my husband and I started dating, and we had gone to high school together. He's a couple years older than me, but we had reconnected, and I had moved back to our hometown. And he said, "You have to go and meet my chiropractor." And I was like, "I don't even have money for food. So me going to a chiropractor totally is not going to happen." And he's like, "No, just like humor me, go see what this is all about." So I went, and the initial conversation, I'm sure, is very similar to what you guys do in your office, but he did a doctor's report. So he sat down a whole group of people and he asked us a bunch of questions. And I had been a personal trainer. I had done bodybuilding competitions. So I was a exercise science major in college. So I had done like a ton of nutrition classes. And that's why I was so frustrated as a mom, because I had seen how broken this situation was, and I felt completely helpless, and I had no tools to figure out how to fix it. So I sit through this doctor's report. The first thing he asks, he says, "What is health?" I raise my hand, like totally like confident in my answer. Like, obviously it's not being sick and it's feeling good. And he's like, "No, you're wrong." And I sat there and I'm like, my ego took a big hit.
Right.
Because I totally knew exactly what health was. And he goes, "Health is not the absence of disease, but it's the like the optimal adaptation of being able to like live life to the fullest potential and being able to, when those things come at you, being able to have your body adapt and be able to, in a healthy way, be able to express like true yes. health through like being able to overcome these things." And I'm sitting there and I'm going like, my kid's never overcome anything. We've just treated every symptom that he's ever had.
Right.
So we started going to the chiropractor. He put me on the poor mom discount, which I was incredibly grateful for. I was like, "I will pay you everything I don't have because I need my life to change."
Yeah.
After Cohen's first adjustment, he had typically been, he had like major digestive issues. Like he would go like a week without going to the bathroom. I had to give him enemas all the time. And after his first adjustment, he's never had digestive issues since. Wow. And we actually, Incredible. Because his issues have been so severe, we had taken x-rays, which typically you wouldn't take x-rays of a kid, but he had so many issues that we really wanted to see what was going on. And he had a lateral curve in his lumbar spine. So in that lower part of his back, he had a curve in his spine that was basically restricting all of the nerve function to his digestive system. And so as soon as we figured that out, holy cow, all of a sudden, like if you can go to the bathroom on a regular basis, like so much of your health issues will go away, because so much of your gut it dictates yes. your health, because your nutrition is absorbed through your gut. So
yes,
as soon totally. As we started figuring that out, like then obviously you go down the rabbit hole of like what kind of salt to use, what additives you need to take out, what like the difference is between organic and not, and grass fed and not, and sugar and honey and all the things.
Yes.
So then we started that decade long journey to, I guess, 12 years now of where we're at now. So
yeah. So I guess you could say your event was really, it was kind of because of your son was your event. That was your why.
Yeah.
I love that. Cause I have kind of a similar story as well. And if you guys, you know, listen to my previous podcast, cause I did a whole section on chiropractic. And so if you're like, "I don't understand what Alana is saying," go back and listen to, some of my other stuff that I'm talking about, chiropractic and subluxation and the lumbar and all that stuff. And you'll, understand it. Okay. So tell me, how do you feel like, this has impacted you in a positive way of you kind of taking the trajectory and choosing this path now of more holistic and natural health?
That's such a good question. I think it's a lifestyle, right? This is not like, it's not a diet when you decide that you're going to start on this health journey. It is a lifestyle change. And I think that it is just one of those things that like It's transformative. It's empowering. You become more convicted as a parent because the more you study, the more educated you feel in the decisions that you're choosing to make. But you also, you are swimming upstream. So in some ways that's like, it's really daunting. So I do a lot of Instagram videos, and the reason that I do them is because the thing that I've learned on this journey is, it can feel like you're drinking through a fire hose in the beginning when you start learning all of the things that you should be doing better. And that's so overwhelming that for some people, there's like that paralysis of analysis, right? Of just like, I don't know where to even start. And so I love being able to just like break it up into little bit like chewable pieces for people to be able to like actually under,
like little micro shifts, right?
They can implement into their life. So honestly, like, but I feel like it's made me a braver. It's, our family is happy and healthy. We trust our bodies. I think that's a huge thing, is that there's so much of the fear of parenting and the fears of the unknown go away when you realize simple things like a fever can be a really good thing. And being able to just trust innate and trust how the body is like doing things on purpose. So for me, it's like, it's brought a lot of peace.
I love that. Wow. That was really powerful. Thank you. Okay. So here's a question. What do you feel like the misconceptions are about us as moms who kind of go down this path of natural and holistic health? And I always kind of, I've joked with all my interviews, like, you know, I've gotten, do we wear tinfoil hats and like bury ourselves in the ground and then arose like 3 days later and we're healed? Like, is that what happens? Like, I think people, so like, I don't know, I've heard that before. So like, what do you feel like the misconceptions, and how can we maybe make those misconceptions come to homeostasis a little bit? What would you say?
Yeah, for sure. I would say a couple things that I feel like is, one, people feel like it's, like I said, with drinking through a fire hose, right? Like, people think that it is, you're either born with it or you're not, like that unless you were raised that way, that you can't figure it out, which is totally not the case. Yes. I spent my entire life on medications and like living off of Advil and like all of the things. So I think that that's one thing, is that people are like, oh, well, I didn't grow up that way. And not to mention, like, I'm too far gone. I think that's a huge thing that people think too.
Yes, I didn't think about that. Yeah.
And something that I love being able to let people know is, you do not have a single cell in your body today that you, like that you didn't have 7 years ago. Every 7 years, by the time that 7 year period has passed, you don't have a single cell in your body that's the same. So you talk about like being born again, right? You make these lifestyle changes, and over time, it's not going to be, sometimes you'll have overnight things that feel better. Mm-hmm. But like, if you continue on this journey, your body will heal and it will start expressing health in a way that it hadn't before. So you really, truly, like, there's really, I don't feel like much damage that you could have done that you can't eventually figure out how to fix. And I feel like just having that hope is something that I think a lot of people, they're like, oh, that's just not possible. Like, I'm too far gone. The other misconception that I would say is that like, none of us shave our armpits and we don't like wearing makeup and that we wear like muumuus every day. Oh my gosh. I totally love makeup and I love like getting dolled up to go out. And you can have both, but there's just a cleaner way to be able to switch a lot of those things out, like your makeup and switching out all of those kinds of things to a healthier option. And I think people, I don't know, there's that picture of a crunchy mom, right? Where you basically feel like you're Amish. And I don't know. I don't feel like that's who
I actually was going to do a reel. I was going to do a reel that was like, I don't know, kind of just dress up like a little like pilgrim mom or something. Be like, what people think crunchy moms look like, and then be like, boom, what we actually look like, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because I think that is a misconception as well. Of like, yeah, we're normal. Like, we like to go out with friends. Like, we live in this world, but we try not to live of the world, right? Like, especially when it comes to health and follow the mainstream. Okay. So here's another question, and I told my last guest as well. So it's a question some of my followers were asking me. Like, what question do you want me to ask these moms that are really awesome? And one of the questions that I got over and over was, how do you, with these misconceptions and with family members and close friends, how do you set the boundary when you don't feel the same? Or I don't know how I want to word this, just when there's contention with family and close friends, especially when it pertains to health, how do you go about that? Like, when your family doesn't feel like you and it's just causing contention in relationships and things like that with health?
I think it definitely does. That can be kind of a heavy one. So I think there's a couple things to think about is a lot of times, and I actually did an Instagram about this yesterday on the fact that a lot of times we project the things that we are unhappy and uncomfortable about in ourselves. We will project that onto the people that we love the most. And I think that that happens a lot is that if you are on this health journey and someone near and dear to your heart is not, and all of a sudden there's like this backlash and this resistance or this like pushback, especially if it's like a spouse or a parent, a grandma and grandpa kind of situation or a sibling. A lot of times what you need to realize is like to be able to take it with a grain of salt, because they may just be uncomfortable that you are striving for something that they aren't ready to strive for themselves. And not to go at that from like this self-righteous place of like, oh, I'm awesome and I'm doing these things that are so much better than the way you're living, but more of a, instead of I will totally admit that when I started on this journey, I puked every piece of information that I knew at every single person that I could. And that's totally not the way to go about it.
Right.
The best thing you can do is lead by example. The one story that I would say is we stopped eating McDonald's immediately when we started learning about healthy food and all of those kinds of things, because McDonald's isn't actually food. It's just a bunch of chemicals for the most part mixed into some food. But my mom had thought that it was okay. For some reason, she thought that the pancakes at McDonald's would be better for Cohen than anything else. Yeah. And so she took him to get pancakes still. And I mean, that was an uncomfortable conversation to say, mom, like we don't eat that anymore. Please don't feed him those things. Like, I know you're trying to take him to do something special. And you just have to come from this place of love. Like, we're trying to do these things. Mm-hmm. I don't even want him to really know what McDonald's is. But that was 12 years ago that situation took place. And I'll tell you what, I was on the phone with my mom today and she was sobbing about someone having made a non-healthy, non-organic lifestyle choice that she didn't agree with, and it was breaking her heart. So it's been these like little pieces and little steps along the way. And now my mom is at the point where she's doing podcasts with people her age, talking about all this natural health stuff and like being a free thinker, all of these things that like, you just don't know what their evolution is, but you just have to realize that you have to meet people where they're at. They're not always going to be in the same place as you at the same time as you. So the only thing you can do is like graciously love them and just lead by example by never faltering on the things that you believe in. So don't like justify, oh, well, I'm with my family that eats like crap, so I'm going to eat like crap so they don't feel uncomfortable. You can graciously and very like gracefully bring something that is better for you and love spending that time with them without it being offensive, but then you're not faltering. So then they're seeing that it is something that like, that you're really convicted to. And then like, eventually they're going to probably ask questions as they see how much healthier you are probably than they are. So
yeah,
that was a long answer. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I love that. I mean, I think that, you know, that was a different answer that my other guest gave too. And I think that's what it comes down to. And I know that, you know, a lot, some of the times, like I was telling, like we have like a higher self and a lower self, right? And sometimes we're like really telling people in our lower self, like how it is, right? Mm-hmm. And I get that that's offensive sometimes, but I also feel like there has to be a balance between living your truth and speaking your truth, then not being worried about offending people either. Mm-hmm. And how we can draw that line, especially with family members. And sometimes it's just hard. And sometimes maybe it's just putting up that boundary and saying, we're not going to talk about this topic at all. Or when we're together, we're absolutely not going to talk about this topic. Or this is out of range of our discussion right now, because I want to maintain our relationship, you know? I think that we can also do that too. And I mean, I've had plenty. I mean, my sister-in-law just unfriended me on, blocked me on social media, because we have very different views on the current state of the world and all of those things. So, but that's okay. If that's the boundary that she needs to put in place, as of right now, then that's totally fine. And I just send her lots of peace and love, and that's okay. Right. So I love that you said that. Okay. So that it leads into my other question is, what is your current take on the current state of the world when it comes to health?
Dropping bombs today, huh? Okay. where to begin? I am excited and I am heartbroken and I'm fearful all at the same time. I have, and I hope that this is an okay thing to talk about.
It's fine.
So Cohen, I had him a week before I turned 21, like I said, and I was living in New York and I did everything that the medical system said. I got induced because I was tired of being pregnant. I had him vaccinated to the max. Pretty sure that I would guarantee you with my whole soul that that led to a lot of the health conditions that he had. We have two other kids, so we basically have our own little case study over here of vaccinated versus unvaccinated. And I will be totally honest, like my two kids who have never had a shot are beyond healthy and happy and vibrant. And, they never get sick. And I'm not saying like, okay, they will get sick and they will immediately get over it. Their body knows what to do when it gets sick because it has an immune system that works. That's natural. And has been like building over time, right? As when they were little, they would get sick a lot. And, you know, like as they say, by the time you're two, you have come in contact with and your body has figured out how to fight over 200 different pathogens. So we let that natural immunity happen. And so now that they're 5 and 7, they're super healthy. So the thing that I'm excited about as this mom who has been a renegade warrior testifying at the
state you're capital, trailblazer. You're trailblazing it.
Oh my God. Well, begging for our freedom is what we've had to do in Colorado, which crushes me, but it is what it is. And we have a really corrupt system here. But I sit here and I look at the fact that like we've had to beg for our right to make our own medical choices for our family. I don't like that, but I will say that one thing that I am like, I'm excited for and I'm super grateful for is the fact that all of this COVID stuff has opened so many people's eyes. And that may seem totally crazy that I am excited about what has happened with the COVID vaccines. And I don't mean that in like a heartless way.
I know. Right?
But the reality is that there are more people having a conversation about the possibilities of adverse reactions than has ever existed before. That was never on the table. It was never acceptable. And now, I mean, they just paused the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because they're worried about safety concerns. Now, these are the same kinds of things that we have all been like,
for 10 years, we've been saying this, right?
Right. Yes. We've been screaming about this for over a decade. I actually have a friend who's in her 30s and her mom was even having to fight this stuff in the 80s. And I didn't know that. And learning that made me realize, like, at least we have a tribe now that we can fight about these things together, or fight for these things together. But it's really opened up this dialogue of more people being like, hey, what about the safety studies? But then on the other side of it, I'm sitting here and I'm going, now I know that mRNA vaccines, those are dangerous. They're Paul Offit, who is actually like owns patents on his own vaccines,
yes.
Rotavirus, I believe his was, and I could be wrong on that, but
no,
he
right.
has come out and said, I will not get an mRNA vaccine. We've been trying to make them for over 50 years and they've never been safe. You have another medical doctor who came out and said, hey, we did studies on a bunch of, I think it was rats, and stop me if you've already like told this.
No, I haven't.
But I think it was rats and ferrets, and they gave them an mRNA vaccine and they were fine. Gave them a second dose of the mRNA vaccine and they were fine. Then they came in contact. I believe this is when they were testing it on SARS, like five or so years ago. Mm-hmm. So they were fine with the vaccine. Then they came in contact with SARS and 100% of them died. Not 1%, 100% of them died. And so then there's the other part of me that's sitting here like, you can't make people's choices for them, but there's room for pause. And I think there's also room to realize that every single individual is going to have a different response because the terrain inside of their body is different.
Exactly.
So I'm terrified for that, honestly. So, I mean, it's a conversation that's happening, which I'm grateful for, but I'm really scared for what we're going to see out of the next 5 years or so.
Yeah. And I mean, just to add on to what you're saying is that I just feel like with everything, with the whole, with masks, with vaccines, with like, it's just almost like dehumanizing the population.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think more people are waking up to it, but I also think that fear does a lot of things to people, a lot of things, and it does things subconsciously mm-hmm. to people. And we see that happening a little bit who are kind of going towards fear and letting that control their choices. And I mean, just with everything. But I think that, again, I see the other side where it's like people are coming into our clinic and they're like, I don't want to take this. I don't want to wear the mask. Like, you know, and before it was like, they wanted to, but now they're seeing and their eyes are like open. And I don't want to say that I know the best and I have all the solutions and I know all the answers, because I know that you feel the same. We don't have all the answers. We don't know all the solutions. But I do know that living an empowered life and the choices that I have made have helped the trajectory. And just like what you said, have helped us me to be brave, to have peace, to know that I'm not scared. I'm not scared of COVID-19. I'm not, you know, and if, I mean, I feel like we've already had it, but our body has this incredible ability to heal if we let it. So, I love that you said that. So current state of health. So I have a couple other questions. I wrote them down so I won't forget. So I guess what I wanted to ask is there's tons of different moms listening, whether they're first starting their journey, whether they're like in the rabbit hole with us, whether they're kind of mid, they like, you know, what are some takeaways? What are some advice that you could give some moms that are listening, whether they want to start their health journey or what are some advice that you want to give? Oh, I can't hear you. I think that you accidentally muted yourself.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I did okay. I muted myself on purpose because my kid was banging on the door asking for chips. So.
Oh, that's okay. You know what? I get it.
Sorry.
Mom life. Yeah, I totally get
yes,
it.
Mom life. okay, so yes, do your own research. That would be my number one piece of advice, because you can follow people and you can find people that you trust and respect, but you need to do your own research to the point where
yes.
you feel complete conviction in the decisions that you're making for your kid. no matter if that means that you are deciding that you want a vaccine, or you're deciding that you don't, or you want a home birth, or you decide you want to be have an epidural when you go to the hospital. No matter what, you have to be at peace, because no matter what decisions you choose to make, you're the one that's going to live with those consequences, not the person who, like, if you're not out there doing your own research, then when the unexpected arises, you have to live with the consequences that you may not have researched on your own. But the other thing is, like, especially if you're starting out on this journey and you're wanting to go towards a healthier, more holistic, more crunchy, if you will, lifestyle, you're going to get resistance. There's going to be naysayers, and you have to feel that confidence to be able to keep going, because it isn't easy. It's constant of, like, going to birthday parties and having your kids bring their own cupcakes that are made out of ingredients that you trust, or saying no to Gatorade at soccer games, you know, like all those simple little things. You won't feel true to yourself if you don't understand to your core why you're making those decisions. You can't make them because someone else says that it's a good idea for you, because then you'll never be at peace.
I love that you said that.
So I think that's probably my biggest takeaway, is that you have to do it for you, not anybody else. Do
it for your family. And I love that you actually touched on something that I feel like is really important too, is that your why, like, you have to know why you're doing this, right? And it has to be your core. And that's we could go to your why, like, in business, or your why in life, like, what is your why? And I love that you touched on that. And I also love that you touched on, you have to research it for yourself. And when I share and start sharing things on my social media, I always tell people, you know, people are like, well, you're not a doctor. I'm like, I know I'm not a doctor, but you can do the research yourself, and you can make an informed decision. You can make an educated decision on this. And let's just be honest for a second. It's hard to do research when a lot of things are censored. And this is honestly a reason why I started a podcast, is because there is no censorship, knock on wood, as of right now. But there's so much, and I don't want to say misinformation. I call it missed information. That they're pulling stuff out for a reason, because they don't want you to know. And so, I mean, even before, I always think of, like, when you lied to your parents or something. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, the things that they didn't know is probably what they should have known about. You know what I mean? The things they, so.
Probably.
So it's kind of the same thing, that the things that they're hiding are probably the things that we should know. And I feel like my word for this year is discernment, and trusting your mother's intuition, right? And I know that you could probably speak on this as well, is that, just like your story, you knew that something was off, like, intuitively, even though someone was telling you no, completely fine. So why don't we touch on that a little bit, about mother's intuition? Like, what does that mean to you when it comes to kind of what's going on right now in the world?
Yeah, totally. The first, I want to give you a quote, because it's one of my favorites, and it totally, like, goes along with what you said. Denzel Washington said, if you listen to the news, or if you don't watch the news, you're uninformed. If you listen to the news, you're misinformed. And I do think that's totally true. I mean, everybody has, and they have a bias, no matter, like, the left and the right, and the, like, however you want to say it, whether it's political or not political, every single channel has sponsorships, and they are getting that money from somewhere. So you better look to outside sources if you want to find any real information. But mama gut. Okay, so here we go. So like I said, Cohen, I vaccinated him. He had 27 vaccines by the time he was 18 months old. And then I stopped. Chiropractic didn't come into my life until about 2 years later. And so the only reason that I stopped was just because my gut told me I had to stop. There was absolutely no other reason for it. I honestly think I would have watched my child completely deteriorate to a point where I couldn't have gotten him back to 100%, because there is that bioaccumulation kind of like, it's real. Like, yeah. you can only take in so many toxins before you can't turn back when it comes to heavy metals and different kinds of like toxicities like that, especially for kids. So you do have a breaking point. And I think I was really close to that. And I truly had nothing to back it up. I mean, we're talking about this was in 2008. Like, this was not a widely like debated issue. It was not, Facebook, I don't even think was a thing. It might've been starting. I think it was MySpace at that point. So these were
MySpace.
Social media platforms, and being able to like go and find your tribe, even if your tribe didn't live near you, that didn't exist. The only thing that I had to go off of was my intuition of, this isn't working. I have to stop. And so I did. And I didn't change anything else until I learned more. But I am so grateful with my entire like being that I just listened, because even though I had all of these people talking in my ear, and even my ex-husband going, I don't like that you're not vaccinating him. And I'm like, well, that's what we did. And it, like, he's sicker than any other kid that I know. And every single time I take him back, he gets worse and he gets worse and he gets worse. So let's just try not and see if anything gets better. And so just being able to like take those moments and trust yourself, holy cow, you guys, you are the only person who carried that baby in their womb. You are the only one who breastfed that baby. You're the only one. Okay. Even if you didn't breastfeed that baby, you're the one who rocks them to sleep every night. You know their spirit and their soul more than anyone else on the planet. Mm-hmm. No doctor can come and tell you that they know better for your child than you do.
I love that.
Especially not one who's getting kickbacks from pharmaceutical companies. But that's where it goes back to doing your research, right? You listen to that mama gut, and then you go and you find the convictions to back up what your gut is telling you.
Yeah, I think you really have to do listen to your gut and your mother's intuition with this, because Dr. Baker was on my podcast a couple weeks ago, and he said something that really stood out to me. He said that the reason why you have family members coming at you about vaccines, like the media, like everyone is just saying, no, just do it. It's because vaccines are the combination between politics and religion. And they've mm-hmm. actually combined these two. And when you combine those two, I mean, what do you have? You have like literally this powerful thing that is taking over, you know, the minds of people, making their health, you know. And so I think that's why you have to trust your intuition, mamas, is because mm-hmm. When we combine like religion and politics, and we have this product that's not safety tested, it's okay to question it. It's okay to be like, yeah. Oh, I'm not feeling right about this. And think about too, like when you've met someone and you just feel really weird about it, like, and then you're right, like something was mm-hmm. off about them. That's the intuition, right? That's totally what it feels like. And so you have to trust that, trust ourselves. Like we're made women for a reason. Like we're powerful, right? We wear all absolutely the hats, and we have to start trusting ourselves and trusting our bodies, you know, because we have this innate intelligence that can heal. So I love that you said that. So kind of to wrap up, I guess I wanted to ask, what are your takeaways, or what are three things that you feel like could give advice to moms as like how they could start, or like what can they do just to start? Maybe if they're wanting to get started on sooner, maybe they're in the middle, or what are maybe some 3 to 4 things that you could say what they could start doing or helping themselves? What would you say to give them?
Yes. I love that question, because I think that's where everybody starts, right? Is this place of, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed. I don't even, number one, use up what you have. Not everyone has an unlimited fund of whatever, but when you finish your bottle of lotion, buy an organic bottle next. When you finish your box of Kraft macaroni and cheese, replace it with Annie's macaroni and cheese, because it doesn't have food dye in it. When you need milk next time you go to the grocery store, find a grass-fed milk instead of one that's going to be full of a bunch of like hormones and chemicals. I think that it's just that replenishing with a better option next time. That would be where I would start, is just picking one thing every single week and saying, okay, the next time I go to the store, I'm going to buy my vegetables organic, or I'm going to look at the Dirty Dozen list if I can't afford to buy it organic, and I'm going to find like the Clean 15, and I'm just going to start there. The second piece of advice I would say is give yourself grace. Honestly, like, yes, it's a journey. It is not this like flip a switch all of a sudden.
Destination.
Your family is going to change, right? Especially, here's the thing. If you already have kids and you're starting on this journey, talk about resistance. The number one resistance you're going to get is being enemy number one with your kids when you switch out their Cheez-Its. They're not going to be happy about it. And like, it's going to, like, it's just going to take you like staying calm and taking that deep breath and being like, you know what? You can have this organic snack instead, or nothing,
right?
You know, but I think giving yourself grace, because it is a process, is huge. And then the third one I would say is, give yourself room for pause and fill your own cup, because you can go really deep down the rabbit hole and you can get really overwhelmed. And if you are not feeding your cup and you're not exercising and you aren't reading and you aren't listening to things that are like pouring into who you are, you won't be able to show up for your family. I would live and die by those three things, honestly.
I love that. And I love that you said that your kids might be mad at you. And I just want to say, we have teenagers, Alana and I, just know that they'll thank you when they're older, because when they were little, they were like, ah, but now they're like, oh yeah, mom, that just makes my tummy hurt. And I'm like, see, like, you're seeing like the reason why now, that I'm like, hey, you know, that probably isn't a good choice. And so just know that, it gets better. And then also, I just thought about this when you were speaking, is that your babies are watching you and like lead by example, right? Like, you're modeling for them. And, don't ever think that, I don't know, that it's not serving them in some way, because it is. Like, you're their hero. They're watching you, and, they're watching you succeed. They're watching you fail. You know, they're watching you. And so they're going to model that when they're older. And I know that I talked about this on another podcast, but it's basically, the health choices that we make right now, right, they're going to affect our kids and our grandkids and our grandkids' kids, right? Mm-hmm. So that's how essential you guys as mamas are, is this health journey. And, you know, I know that Alana and I don't want to be like, oh, we know it all, what, like, do this, do that, because the journey is different for everyone, right? And maybe some person can eat gluten and feel totally fine. And then some person, so like, you have to find your kind of niche in this space as well, and not know that it has to be like just a snap of fingers, like Mary Poppins, here I go. And here's the deal. And would you agree with this, Alana, is that we're still learning, right?
Totally.
We're not fixed. We don't just know it all now because we've been at this for 10 years. I feel like I have some veteran mom-ness in it, if that's a word, but I definitely don't know everything. And, I feel like we can't get to that place either. Like, when we feel like we know it all and we're fixed, then I feel like our growing and expansion kind of stops in this, right? Because I'm always growing and expanding to try to lead a better life for my kids, and et cetera, et cetera. So, is there anything before we sign off that maybe a message that you want to share, or a quote, or just something that you feel like sharing, last words, before we sign off on our podcast?
I think my very favorite quote, and I'm totally going to butcher it because you're asking me right now.
No, it's fine. I think butchered quotes are better. They're more creative.
Yes, right. It's coming from the heart.
Yeah.
BJ Palmer, who was the developer of chiropractic, he said, you will never know when something that you do or say will, like, the effect that it will have on millions tomorrow. And I think that that is just, that's exactly what you were talking about, right? Like, it is a thankless job to be a mom. There are so many times that you're going to get your kids, like, you're going to get resistance from them when you are making these lifestyle choices and these changes. But you know what you're doing is, every single time, you're putting a penny in their piggy bank. And then at yes. some point they are just going to sit there and they're going to be like, oh my gosh, like my piggy bank is overflowing with this knowledge and this conviction and this confidence to go out into the world and be a human that can contribute. I'm not worried as a mom about being my kid's best friend. I'm worried about creating humans who are going to be decent.
I love
and
that.
And being able to like give back, right?
I know. I always say that's like creators, not takers, is what we always
absolutely.
Say in our family.
Yes. Yeah, totally. So I would just leave you with that is like, even in those moments where you're in the suck, like there are times where it is awful.
Yes.
Just realize like, this is a long-term investment, like life insurance, right? It's that long-term investment that you are making in your family and in your kids that really you are going to watch that generationally pay off in the way that they live and in the health that their kids have and that your grandkids are going to have. Like, and that's a reward that's totally worth all of the struggle that we'll be in as moms, like while we're in the trenches. And you're not alone. I think that's huge.
Oh, I love
just
that.
Just remember, you're not by yourself.
You're not alone. There is a whole yeah. tribe of women that feel like you and want to step into this paradigm. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ivana, for being on my podcast and sharing just value
thanks.
And knowledge that you have. And yeah, we will see you guys on the next episode. Thank you so, so, so much.
Thanks. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening, sending you all the good vibes. The podcast can be found on most major podcasting platforms. Subscribe, follow me on social platforms, Facebook at highvibelifestyle.co, Instagram at _highvibemama, and visit my website, highvibemama.com, and download your free manifesto to launch you into living a high vibrational life. Leave a review, and we'll see you in the next episode. We'll be right back.